的彩云屁，海底彩云屁。With Jules on Hit 92.9.
It was a big day.
It was a big morning. We recapped on Dave going up in the helicopter and blessing suburbs in the city.
Yep.
We did the whole, we went through the motorhome yesterday.
Oh, how good was it? The Let's Go Motorhomes, Jayco Conquest Motorhome.
Hey, what do you reckon of the names that have come through?
What do we have? There was RV there yet?
Yeah.
Fried ride.
I had two flogs and a wog.
Yeah, two flogs and a wog is probably up there for me,
I reckon. Yeah, only those three. I can be put forward to the people to choose which one we're actually going to go with.
See, I pitched mine as in fried ride, and get it. But then when I go, fried ride... Very different.
Yeah, very, very different.
How does that correlate to anything?
Well, borderline.
Why?
Hey, John. Jay Sean. Hey, John.
We found out a few more hurdles about this road trip to the Premiership. The fact that you absolutely will not be driving whatsoever. Jules, that was fun to listen to. What were you an extra in? We took your calls on that. And we told you how you can join us overseas in Tokyo, Japan with Tokyoki.
Oh, good morning, my two favourite people.
Good morning.
Who would be more of your favourite? Let's go.
Three, two, one.
Jules.
Yes! To be honest, Pete, you're my fave too.
Thank
Sorry,
you, Jules.
Dave.
Appreciate that.
That's up. Nah, I'm a bit of a lone wolf. Nah. I'm happy with that.
That was true up until yesterday.
I've got a little hurdle of my own.
Oh, not you too.
I don't have a license.
What the hell?
And guess what?
What?
I still don't have a license.
Did you go in yesterday?
Yes.
And what did they say? Because it was pretty simple. I've transferred my license over. Pete, you've transferred your license over within a couple of minutes. Tim, our boss, has also done it, but you seem to not be able to do it.
You know what?
I say save it.
Oh.
Save it. All right? Because this is road trip to the Premiership stuff.
That's how mad this you are at me. You're like, I don't even want your explanation. If you don't have it, don't want to hear it.
This is our trip across the Nullarbor. Okay, to go over to, and you already have had to contend with you putting us in this situation in the first place, and now you.
Oh, and I've got another little spin coming up after 8 about the old hurdles that I've been running into, but it's just a small little one.
We're going to come back after this. I do want to hear about how you went yesterday.
Oh, it was the worst experience of my life, to be honest.
The worst experience of my life is now Sunday through next week. Hit 92.9. Heidi Sagan with Jules on Hit 92.9. Now, the road trip to the Premiership, guys. This is our little thing that we're jumping on the road for from Sunday. There's been a few hurdles that you've pitched our way this week.
Just bumps in the road.
Just
not
bumps
hurdles,
in the road.
Little
yeah.
bumps.
Yeah.
Little bumps.
Little
okay.
bumps. I'd call them quite large bumps, considerably large bumps.
But we're still looking forward to having a good time together.
Very much so.
Yeah, I did drop a little bit of a bombshell on you guys yesterday.
Yeah, this little thing.
I've got a little hurdle of my own.
Oh, not you too.
I don't have a license.
What the hell?
I just want to clarify that I didn't lose my license from like speeding or drink driving or anything like that. It just expired. And I just didn't renew it because I had a New South Wales license, not a WA because I hadn't transferred it over.
So question.
And I was living down south.
Were you thinking, how far from the Bunbury studios were you living?
Oh, literally 60 metres.
So were you thinking that you live in Bunbury, small town.
Yeah, didn't have a car over here.
Didn't
over
have
here
a car,
anyway.
Don't need a license.
Exactly.
Stupidity.
Then I moved to Perth. And then I find out you've organized this big, a road trip.
Yep.
And then I realized that, we are driving in the motorhome together.
Yeah.
We are going to have to change the driving because we're going to be driving up to 8 to 10 hours a day or something.
So here's what we learnt earlier in the week, right? Xavier, you are not going to be present when we leave on Sunday morning. You have a prior commitment.
Look,
an engagement you have to be at. Don't interrupt.
There was a crossing of the wires.
A crossing, sure. So you're not going to be there.
No.
And instead, we're going to have to go 3 hours out of our way on a round trip to come and pick you up that afternoon. Now, which was going to be fine because we could split the difference in driving myself and Jules until Jules went, I don't have a license.
Do I which, like that?
No. I mean.
Sometimes.
Perfect.
I'm not overly upset about it.
Yeah, I know you're not overly upset about it because you get to fly in.
No. What Dave is not upset about is because he doesn't trust me driving. And I'm pretty sure that's what the lady thought behind the driving and licensing centre when I went in there yesterday, when walked up to the counter, and I swear to God, she eye-rolled me with her eyes open looking at me.
Do you think she brought race into it?
Oh, don't go there.
Something like that.
Well, it didn't help.
No, she did not.
She walked up and did the peace sign on entry. I mean, it was a bit edgy.
That's exactly what I was going to do on my license. I'll tell you what. Anyway, no, I needed my birth certificate and I don't have it. It is down in a storage shed down south in Bunbury and I just won't get it in time for Friday. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm more than happy with that.
Yeah, I know you're more than
You've
happy with
that. You've tried your hardest.
Not.
You're more than happy with that because you don't have to fly down with me. You don't have to.
Actually, can I?
No, don't even start. Heidi
Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Now, Fawlty Towers. Let's have a chat about Fawlty Towers. Pete, I mentioned it to you. You're a massive fan of Fawlty Towers. Can you explain what it is, please?
So, Fawlty Towers is John Cleese. Yep. And as far as I'm concerned, it's what shot him to absolute fame, but as well as Monty Python.
Yep.
And it's basically him running a hotel and doing it very badly.
Absolutely. It was shot. It was a sitcom in 1975 to 1979. So, it's quite old now.
Okay. You've met him, haven't you? I thought it was John Cleese.
And you've met him.
I have. Dubbo Zoo.
Is there a zoo in Dubbo?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was anything in Dubbo.
Yeah. Hey. It's old Dubbo Jail. The real jail.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Zoo. Anyway, I have met him though.
Ah, cool. If you don't know Basil, so Basil is the main character in Fawlty Towers, Basil Fawlty. This is what he sounds like. This might sound familiar.
My God, you're ugly, aren't you?
I'll get the doctor.
You need a plastic surgeon, dear, not a doctor.
Now, he's a very, very, very funny man. He was actually at the BAFTAs ranked number 2 on a list of 100 greatest characters in TV shows ever.
Only number 2?
Number 2. Don't ask me who number 1 was because I have no
idea. He didn't research that far.
That was my follow-up question, damn it.
Yeah, that's why I got ahead of that one. Now, what happened was to a father of 2 over here in Perth. Now, he was hosting a quiz night.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's hosting the quiz night and they can get a little bit fiery quiz nights. We did a phoner here one day about whether you get people cheating at quiz nights. Mm-hmm. And people of Perth were, oh, that's okay. Take your phone, you know. Did it?
Yeah, I get really riled up. Yeah, I've been to a couple of quiz nights where no phone's on the table at all.
Yes. Yeah, which is fair enough. Absolutely. But, I mean, how wild did this particular quiz night get?
Well, so the quiz night was completed. It was all done and dusted. And then it turned into a bit of a, you know, the beers and dance floor and that sort of stuff. Now, the quiz master had moved onto the dance floor to have a little bit of a shake and bake.
Yeah.
Right.
It was nothing fun. No, I'm setting the scene, mate.
I'm picturing it going, geez, this really sounds like a party. Like,
yeah, well, yeah.
Quiz night, you've got dancing.
It was a party. So then up comes the quizmaster having a bit of a shake and bake, and he was king hit.
By who?
He was coward punched by a man who got sentenced to 9 months jail. So it was serious and...
Not enough.
Anyway, put him in a coma for 17 days. So father of 2 was in a coma for 17 days. When he woke up from his coma and they believed he was more unlikely than likely to live.
Yeah.
Now, not only did he live, but when he woke up from the coma, this is who he believed he was.
And I thought I was Basil Fawlty.
Unbelievable.
He woke up from his coma and he thought he was Basil Fawlty, not himself, complete transformation. He was a big fan of the show.
Yeah,
so he thought he was Basil after his coma for a long period of time.
But you do hear about this, right? Like where people have come out of comas and things like that with an accent or speaking a different language.
There was a woman recently, I think it might have been in the Eastern States, and she came out speaking with an Italian accent. And she'd never been to Italy, nothing like that, but perfect Italian accent.
And speaking Italian, like in the language, the
dialect. The lingo and everything. Yeah.
If you were in a coma or you know, under general for a little while, if you could come out as anyone, who would you want to come out as?
Oh, jeez.
Questions like this. Can you go to Jules first?
Jules is obvious.
What? Who do you
Cardi
think?
B. That's obvious. Pete, yeah. some Italian, some mafia guy.
I'd give The Godfather a good crack, I reckon.
Hey, come out of this one here.
What about you, Zave?
I reckon I'd love to be...
Luke Hodge.
I was going to say Nat Fife.
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules. On Hit 92.9.
What were you an extra in? Okay, this is the reason why. Last night, wifey and I were sitting on the couch, watching the telly. You know those funeral ads that pop up?
Yeah, usually they're in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
When the old retirees are sitting around with a cup of tea.
Watching a bit of, as my nonna used to put it, not bold and the beautiful. That's what they'd sit around and watch. They'd see that sort of
bold
stuff.
Bold and the beautiful.
Me and Ted watched the Bold and the Beautiful every single night. Because it starts at 4, and I try and catch the 5 o'clock news on Channel 10, so we often turn over a bit earlier, and we watch a bit of Bold and Beautiful.
We were watching, we saw this ad last night.
Planning a funeral that is truly fitting and unique for your loved one.
And on the coffin is a picture of the person that's clearly in the coffin that everybody is there bidding farewell.
Right.
And I've turned to Liz and I've gone, who's the person who puts their hand up and says, you can use my picture on that coffin?
It's like just Photostop. You know, the ones that you can buy online.
Oh, or the one down at Coburn where they literally have just blended together
everyone's
face. You know those, the top of Coburn shopping centre? Those faces. Everyone's like, who's that?
There's just
a blending of...
There's a young kid and an older lady, isn't there, on that big tower?
But it's actually no one.
Right.
Just quickly, when I first moved to WA and I saw that, I actually thought they were missing.
Yeah.
And that was the billboard for missing person.
There's another one on, or it used to be rather, when I used to live in the area in Queen's Park, Mum and Dad's house, in Welshpool on Orong Road, there used to be a billboard. It was for another funeral home and it was two old grandparents and they were completely naked.
What?
Sitting on a log. You saw the backs of them.
Oh, good.
Right?
Geez,
but you could see their backside. Like you can see the bum crack.
You wouldn't see mine. The back fat would just roll over the crack. It would, mate. I've looked in the mirror lately. Actually, I saw a video before. Gee, it doesn't look overly flattering either.
So you'd sit on the log and behind them is the fire, right?
Yeah,
so they're obviously at a campsite and she's got a sort of head on his shoulder. Again, I'm thinking to myself, so who puts their hand up and goes, I want to be the person in the funeral home ad? Money?
Yeah. I reckon money.
You reckon?
Obviously money.
You reckon it'd be a good enough payday to get you there?
Or do you reckon the young son or daughter owns the funeral home and says, Mum, Dad, get your gear off, jump on the log for us.
You know what? Probably. I reckon money might have a lot to do with it. But there's a lot of people out there, like, they get their photos done for these things.
Yeah.
Like, even when you buy a photo frame. And there's someone's photos in there. I'll tell you what, Mama Jules for ages won't take the photo out. She just puts them up there like they're a part of the family.
I kid you not, because you guys are meant to be coming around to my mum and dad's house at some point to do a bit of an Italian lunch. In their front hallway, there's a picture frame with the stock photo that's been in there for about 15 years.
Is it must be an ethnic thing, is it?
I think it might be an
ethnic. Do you feel like you're offending someone or something?
I don't know. I don't feel like I'm offending anyone,
but I was like, we don't know that person in the photo frame.
See, I often take them out, put my photo in, then go, actually, I might go back to the original. Heidi, Sagan, P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9. What were you an extra in? We're talking about this because last night, Liz and I were sitting on the couch watching telly and a funeral ad pops up.
Planning a funeral that is truly fitting and unique for your loved one.
I turned to Liz and I said, who volunteers to be the guy either in the coffin or in the picture, at essentially the dead guy?
It was a quiet night in the Crowley household last night.
It was a shoot. Oh, first time in a while. It was. The kids were in bed.
Goodness gracious me.
No, none of that.
Oh, right.
None of that gear, mate. We have two kids. One of them's three. 131060, what were you an extra in? Sally in Rockingham, good morning.
Good morning.
What have you got for us?
Myself, my partner, and our kids were extras in the Ben Elton Three Summers feature film.
The whole family?
Yeah, it started off with just myself and my partner, and then they said, we need families to come up tomorrow. And I said, I have four teenagers, and they're like, brilliant. Then the kids got to come along, and you don't expect to see yourself in the film. When you then go and watch it on the big screen, you actually don't expect to see even a back of your own head, but all of them featured in the film. So we're all visually, it's awesome.
Did you look different?
No.
To yourself? Okay. Sometimes you wouldn't even hear your own voice.
No, you look just the same.
Okay.
And Sally, your performance?
I was given the guitar, which was quite hilarious because out of everyone in our family, I'm the only one that's not musical.
Yeah.
So I was walking around as a hippie chick with a guitar in a lot of scenes. And, that's not me. And my daughter, she was 11 at the time with an attitude of a 15-year-old. And she's featured in the credits at the end. She goes up to one of the bars and tries to get in. The security just like looks her up and down and she kind of grunts and walks off in disgust. So it was very cool that she featured as well.
And do you make a reasonable crust out of being an extra in a Ben Elton film?
Unfortunately, unless you are what they call a featured extra, mm-hmm. you get really good food and you get to have lunch with John Waters, and that's about the extent of the payment. Oh, but it was a very okay. good experience. You know, sharing sandwiches from the coffee shop with John Waters, you can't complain.
John
yeah,
Waters,
yeah, yeah. I don't even know experience.
Who's John Waters?
Wow. He's a very respectable, well-known Australian actor, but you would know that.
Okay,
the John Waters.
Me,
yes? Yeah, that is
John Waters. Yeah, yeah.
I was in the same boat as you, Zave.
John Waters. Okay. We got Jag. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. So what were you an extra in?
I was actually my son who was in the promotion. It was a government promotion about 10, 12 years ago about computer safety and children being on the computer. And, basically I was just standing in the background watching over my son as he played on the computer.
Yeah, right.
Cool. Did you get paid?
Yeah, because he was actually, his mum had put him through one of these modelling agencies.
Oh.
And they'd picked him as the child to be taken pictures of. And I was just standing in the back then, wanting the father to come in there. So, yeah.
And, Jag, your own performance, standing there in the background, how'd you rate your performance?
Oh, no, I was just standing there.
Yeah, but I mean, you still got to be good at standing. I mean, not to get in on us, but we filmed a TVC yesterday, a commercial, and it was pretty tough going just getting a little bit of direction.
Well,
so
we nearly missed the 6 o'clock news because of Jules.
I had a lot more lines than what you guys did.
Yeah, because you said them 38 times.
Hey, Jag, $150 million, dollars, mate. You're getting a Powerball ticket. Good luck for the big one tonight, okay?
Good luck trying to find me if I win it.
Heidi, Sagan,
P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
So Mama Jules is Jules's mum, and she's our favourite Filipino. And we thought we'd get her on for this particular joke this morning, X. Good morning, Mama Jules.
Hello. Xavier or Pete?
Oh, this is Pete, but Xavier's here as well.
Morning, Mum. Love you.
How are you?
I'm going very, very well, Mama Jules. Now,
I was going to say, she better not say it back to you.
Now, I've noticed Jules has stopped calling you this week, so I thought I'd call you for a joke.
Again?
Yeah, another joke.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was funny last time.
Are you working or just searching for a joke?
No, Mum,
that's all he does. It's the only thing he does, that one joke.
I thought you could take this one to Tammy Nail.
Okay.
You ready? Are you sitting down again?
Yeah, I'm sitting down looking after my granddaughter.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, well, you can tell your granddaughter this one too. All right. Mama, what do you call a Filipino contortionist?
Oh, my God.
A manila folder.
Funny.
Mum, do you know what a contortionist is?
No, I never heard that before.
Funny joke, though, Mama.
I know that.
Yeah.
You got another one for Mama Jules?
All right, Mama Jules, last night, Mama, I was lying in bed with my fiancée, Em, and we were just talking, and Em said to me, "How would you describe me?" she said. And I responded, "A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K." And Em said to me, "Goodness gracious me, that's confusing. What does it mean?" And I said, "Em."
What's that mean?
Yeah, I said, "Em, well, A is for adorable, B is for beautiful, C is for cute, D is for delightful, E is for elegant, F is for fashionable, G is for gorgeous, and H is for hot." And Em,
well, how many months and years you're learning all that?
Yeah, I know. And then, so Em said to me, "Oh, thank you, Zave. You mean the world to me. But what about the IJK?" And I said, "Oh, Em, I'm just kidding."
Yeah.
Did you sit down? You were sitting down, hopefully, because you would have fallen over with that one.
Did she slap you in the head?
Yeah, she slapped me good.
Love you, Mama.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Your mum's the best, without a doubt.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love her.
Not bad this morning, mate. Heidi,
Sagan, P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Remember how I told you guys the other day about the walkie-talkies that my wife came out of Target with for...
The LOL surprise ones.
The LOL surprise ones.
What's a LOL surprise, mate?
So the LOL surprise are these little dolls with Big eyes.
It's like a brand.
You know what? It's the sort of thing where if you're a parent, you absolutely 100% know what LOL Surprise is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't walk through a shopping centre.
I am a parent and I've got no idea what they are.
Maybe you have daughters.
Nieces.
Maybe
daughters. Yeah, I've got nieces, so I know
but
what they are.
Like, Ted's not at that stage yet where you're taking him through shopping centres and what then you're having to carry him under your arm like a football because he's seen the toys in aisle three.
Are you saying he's a slow developer?
No, I'm not saying he's a slow developer.
Oh my God.
He's not even 1 year.
Outrage.
Isn't he starting to, he's started to walk, he's crawling. Backwards off the bed.
No, he's like, not walking. Again, a slow developer.
Oh, really? Is he?
Wow.
Oh, geez. He's almost a year old, mate.
I'm going to get him back.
I'm going to pull you two apart.
Mila didn't walk until like 20 months.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm not carrying Ted around until 20 months.
Yeah,
I might have to get a little billy cart for him.
So these little walkie-talkies.
Yes.
We're having a lot of fun with them at home, right? So, you know, we chuck them on and myself and it. Do you want one?
Yeah,
here, I'll pass one to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, and then, you know, we flick them on and then Mila's learned how to use them now. So it's kind of like, you know, Mila, come in, Mila. Daddy here, Mila 10-4, that sort of stuff. And then you would go,
emergency.
Is yours even on?
That's it better. Was off.
Emergency.
How good is that?
Oh, that is so cool. That what's the range like... with these walkie-talkies?
Oh, these particular ones are like 10 metres. Right, so like if I'm at one end of the house and... Meal is at the other end of the house. We don't hear each other. But when she's talking into it, she's going, Daddy, can you hear me come in? So
you can kind of hear her. I just wanted to see if you're up on the top level making coffees, whether I could just, if you just carried the walkie-talkie around, and be like, hey, long black.
That's a great idea. Now, stop it, you two. They're 10 metres apart, right?
Yep.
But I have figured out something that's a little bit of fun. I have been having a bit of fun with Liz with these things.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, Liz was watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I know when Liz is sitting there watching The Bachelor, she is all in.
Oh, I'm with her.
So,
I'm with her on it.
Like, you can flick her ears and you can, like, stick stuck in front of her face and whatever, and she does not flinch.
Yeah, just fixated on the TV screen.
Absolutely.
I get it.
I'm in the other room and I'm sitting there. I'm kind of like, okay, I just want to get her attention. I just need to do something to annoy her while she's watching this television program.
Mm-hmm.
So I've popped one of these on the kitchen bench and I know that this... on the kitchen bench is going to be incredibly annoying.
I'm almost done with it in here.
Yeah.
While she's sitting there watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So I've done that, flicked it on, gone back into the other room, and I've got the other one like this, and it's on. And after a few seconds, Liz is like, oh, okay. And she's gotten up, she's gone into the kitchen, and I've seen her, I'm watching her, she does it. And then as she picks it up, I've gone, babe, while you're up, can you grab me an OJ from the fridge, please?
Peppy.
Are you still married this morning?
Yeah. Jeez. Only just. Oh. Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules on Hit 92.9. So The Masked Singer, all right? It premieres on Monday, 7:30 on 10. And thanks to those legends, we got $1,000 to go every single day this week. That is easy cash. Or is it? Well, we've done our radio version of The Masked Singer. We've got somebody on the phone right now and everybody lined up ready to go to try and work out who they are for that $1,000. G'day, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. So we've got our masked caller on the line. Jules is going to hit him with the first question. Go for it, Jules.
Okay, masked caller, where do you live?
I live in Melbourne.
Chris, do you know who it is?
No, sorry, not enough to go on.
All right, we're going to move on to Michelle in Bankshire Grove. Our masked caller is on the line. X, hit him with a question.
Masked caller, do you have anyone famous living next door?
No, actually, I don't. Oh, hang on. No, I've got his parents live over the road.
Okay. Michelle, do you know who the masked caller is?
No.
No. All right, we're moving on to Dave in Serpentine. Hello, Dave.
How are you?
Good. Jules, hit him with a question.
Mask caller, who would you love to live next to?
I think I would love to live next door to Jim Carrey, and then he can come over and do some paintings.
Interesting. Dave, any idea?
I can see the guys can't think of his name.
And we'd be, if you know who it is, we'd be even happy to take his character.
Yeah, nickname.
Dave!
3, 2, 1.
Nah, we're moving on. Okay, Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Yeah, good. X hit our mate with another question.
Master caller, did you have anything to do with a production filmed on Ramsay Street?
Ah! Yes, I do. I have a lot to do with that.
Greg, do you know who it is?
Oh, haven't got a clue.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Okay, next up.
Oh, okay, all right. Frankie and Como.
Must caller. What's your favourite TV show?
My favourite TV show?
Oh, no, this is for the must caller.
I would definitely say it's not Home and Away.
The Big Brother.
Yes, okay, all right. Frankie, do you know who the mask caller is?
Oh, jeez.
Ribbit.
Try the other one, Neighbours.
Ribbit. Frankie, Ribbit!
My bloody hell, it's like a frog!
I know, I'm thinking of the frog.
Alternative!
They're huge up in Queensland.
Like really big.
Yeah.
Cane toads.
Yeah. No.
$1,000.
Emily, we've got you here, Emily. Far out. Anyway, another question for the mask caller?
Yeah, I've got one.
Go, Jules.
Mask caller, how long was your hair at its longest?
On Neighbours.
It was a long, curling mop. Looks like I had a dead rat hanging off the back of my head.
All right, so quick summary. On Neighbours, long hair, nicknamed the opposite to a frog.
Emily Flood, who
you're
is
up
it?
On Ramsay Street.
Who's the mask caller?
Is it Katie?
Yeah! Oh, sometimes you can get walked on water, have a sip.
$1,000, babe. It is all yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well done, mate.
All right, good on you. Tony, great to chat to you, mate.
No worries. 25 years on the TV screens and people still don't know who I am.
Oh, we love you, mate.
Yeah, we do. Good on you, buddy. Chat soon. Heidi Sagan P
with Jules on Hit 92.9. Can you guys believe it that we're actually leaving on Sunday?
Oh, far out. It's here.
It's happening. It's
I'm starting to get a bit excited. I know we gave you a lot.
I know.
But I'm actually starting to get a bit excited.
I'm bubbling. I can't wait to fly down to Esperance in business class. But anyway, that's a different story. What are we doing, Pete?
So 131060, while we were out yesterday at the Jayco Conquest Motorhome at Let's Go Motorhomes, having a bit of a look around at the place.
Yep.
By the way, the video's online crib style. Thanks for showing us around your crib.
I'll tell you what, there might be a couple of girls that get a bit excited.
At Heidi Xavier Pete.
Hit him up on the text line.
On socials. The video is live now. But we thought to ourselves, we don't have a name for this thing.
No.
So we need your suggestions. 131060, but also on the text line, 0488 555 929. Got a few coming through.
Oh, mate, text in any time. We've got plenty coming through at the moment. The geriatric gypsies. That's one from Sandra. We've got one here. Are we there yet?
Oh, I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
Love a pun. Cabin fever, trailer trash. Oh, X, the mighty X, I don't really... the Big Bertha, that's come through. I like, are we there yet?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like that too.
I'll tell you what we'll do, and we'll throw all these together, your suggestions, and we'll toss them up on a Facebook poll on Friday, and we'll get the people of Perth to actually vote for it on our social media. Let's
There's
go to the phones.
There too.
Peter in Nangara, good morning. What should we call the motorhome?
The X Express.
Ooh.
The Express.
The Express?
Express.
Oh, definitely.
I double down on
it.
Yeah, definitely.
Extra, extra large. I get it.
Jamie in Spearwood, what do you reckon? Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Hey,
mate. What's the name?
The name is the Three Mototeers.
Oh, clever.
Now, Three Musketeers is one of my favourite movies of all time. So I'm. Why are you giving me that look for?
That just doesn't surprise me.
So I'm not. I'm keen on that. Clayton in Rockingham. G'day.
How you going?
You're going well. What's your name for it?
The Swaggy Bus.
Swaggy Bus.
Yeah, taking a page off X's Instagram.
Yeah, okay. I used to be Swaggy on Instagram, so it's changed.
Remember, he's gone through a personal rebrand.
Yeah, no, I went from Swaggy to Saggy.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go, the Saggy Bus.
Saggy Bus,
Or even the Peppy Patrol.
The Peppy Patrol.
Oh, I like that.
Do you have something for Jules, just while we got you on the line?
The Fried Ride.
Yeah, perfect.
Is that because I'm Asian, though?
No, no, it's because you like because you like rice.
I've got one on the text line.
What the hell, mate?
This might sum us up, actually. This might sum us up. Two flogs and a wog.
Heidi's A&P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
I'll tell you someone who doesn't need no man pussycat dolls. This chick.
Eleanor, I'm so sorry, but you did not receive a rose.
Oh, Eleanor. Aww. From The Bachelor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. Now, last night's episode, first off, how did it feel watching Abby and Matt, who is now your ex, obviously, bumping and grinding on the beach? How was it to watch that on TV?
To be honest, I didn't actually watch that bit, but I had seen it on ads, so I think I've seen all of it, really. Look, despite the fact that it happened 3 months ago, like, it's still really uncomfortable to watch. Yeah, it doesn't really get much easier for some weird reason.
To be honest, it was uncomfortable for all of us watching.
Yeah, yep. I think for the whole nation, really.
Yeah.
Well, that's a question I want to ask. I'm not a very confident kisser, but when you're watching it back and you're kissing, do you look at that and go, oh, that was a smooth kiss, or that was a bit uncoordinated? Do you?
Oh, I think our kisses were pretty good.
Okay.
But it's still like a cringe, like I kind of watch it through my fingers.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I get that.
Eleanor.
Yeah.
I mean, this might be the thing that, you know, obviously ultimately undid you in the end, but hometowns, you basically said, what am I doing here? And he was like, well, this isn't working for me, that sort of stuff. Is it really hard, that hard, to actually take that leap and just let yourself fall in love with him?
Look, it's hard. But it's not as hard as obviously it comes across. Obviously, you can never anticipate how hard it is going to be competing with your friends for one man. But in terms of that, look, there was a lot that happened sort of behind the scenes that wasn't shown. Like, he'd forgotten quite a few things about me that day. It wasn't just a French meeting. So I think it was those things combined that just kind of made my blood go cold. And I was like, oh, dear. Like, it was like literally a situation where he's just not that into you. I think that realization just hit me. And I was just like, oh, please just let me go because I can't handle the heartbreak.
Yeah. And it would be tough, especially with the whole of, the, you know, Australia watching. But how was it like was there a moment that you kind of went, oh, I'm out here, when it was between you and the other two girls, like that you were going to get sent home?
Not really, actually, because even the date last night, again, like, it was a very, very romantic date, but that wasn't really portrayed in that way. So even then, still, it came as a bit of a shock. Like, I completely understood his decision. When I'd walked into the rose ceremony, when I saw his face, I was like, okay, I'm going home. I just knew, like, from the way he looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, like, no, I felt like he had really good connections with all of us.
Now,
Yeah.
I had a mate text me just then, and obviously you and the astronaut aren't meant to be, but what the mate texting me just wants to know what are you looking for in a guy these days?
I'm honestly just looking for someone who's just genuinely like a kind human being.
No, not him.
Not him.
Oh, that's rough.
That's All right, Eleanor, who do you reckon's got it between Abby and Chelsea? Or who do you want to get it?
I'm so torn between who's actually going to get it. I honestly still don't know, but my hope is with Chelsea because I think there's just more there, and I think there's more longevity to that relationship.
Well, they have that chemistry on a scientific level, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Happy.
Yeah. Oh, you did it. You really went there.
He went there.
I went there. All right, thanks, Eleanor. Good to chat, mate. And we'll catch you in Perth, chick, so we'll catch you around sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Last week, it was announced. We are heading to Tokyo.
Yay!
We're going to Japan. We're doing karaoke there. And guess what, Perth? You get to come along as well.
That's right, mate. It's pretty simple. So the way it's going to work is you get on the phone, 13 10 60, you call in. Now, it was Disney-oki where you had to sing a Disney song. We have moved into any song. You just go to your song that you love, your go-to song at the karaoke bar. Now, if you nail the song, so we have three callers over, if we love you the most, okay, you go into a draw, essentially, where you will come to the station one night and compete in front of us three, okay?
Yes.
So we'll have, so the winner goes into the draw for a competition here in about 6 or 7 weeks.
Yep.
They'll be up in the rooftop singing away.
And we're going to have our own karaoke competition.
We're having our own karaoke contest upstairs with the winners and a couple that we will choose off the Hit page. So you can register at hit.com as well. So make sure you check that out. Now, you can pee it away. You get into it. At the end of the night, Pete, you get to take a contestant with you to sing karaoke in Japan.
Yes.
Jules,
yes.
You get to take a competitor to compete for you internationally.
Oh, Philo's come
I'll
on
take
through.
Someone. Oh.
What? What are you on
I get to take one too. There's no excitement about me.
Oh, no, sorry. Wow. Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, I'm just saying karaoke is a really big thing for me.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So do you understand what's going on? 131060, you ring up. You belt out your favourite karaoke song. If we love it, we might possibly vote for you. Then you'll come and compete at the station in 6 or 7 weeks. If we love you the most, we get to choose who wants to come with us.
We get one each. That's great. And then we compete in Tokyo.
So you might even want to skew your song towards someone to try and get them to decide. It's a competition. Ooh. It's a bit like Survivor.
Do a name drop even.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like this one's for you, Pete. This one's for you, Jules.
I'm saying name dropping our names into the song, you know, mixing up a little bit.
Real creative.
Oh, yeah. Freestyling. Mm. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, mate. So get on the phone now, 131060. It's time for Tokyoki. We'll take his songs and then we'll come back and get to sing. We're going to pick somebody. And also, we understand that not everybody can get through on the phone.
Yep.
That's why we've opened up the registrations online, hit.com.au.
And we'll be only taking a handful out off the registration. So
that's right.
Your main entry into the competition is via, what's it called? Tokyoki. Okay, I was going to say Disneyoki.
You came up with this thing, mate. Far out. It's all thanks to Celebrations Liquor Stores. They're closer than you think. And AirAsia, low fares and great service to more than 150 destinations. This is your chance right now if you are listening in your car, at work, wherever, to join us overseas in Japan, in Tokyo, singing your favourite song. Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules on Hit 92.9. We got a text message going on there. No, you wanted me to save it.
No. I give Pete a signal or two in the studio, but I've got one signal that means two things.
Yes.
I've got text line, and I've also got check the screen for your credit.
You are literally confusing us all in here.
There are certain things that we have to do as radio announcers. We call them commitments.
Yes.
It's what allows us to stay on the radio station.
Yes.
I will do them.
No, I got told to tell you.
Stop telling us things.
All right, let's move on.
Let's do this. Heidi, Xavier, and Pete
with a Jules. Tokyoki! Oh, now this I'm excited about.
Absolutely, Jules.
Going to Tokyo.
First week of December, we're off to Tokyo to compete in a massive karaoke contest. But the news is this morning, Heidi's not coming, is she? Jules, Pete, myself, we get a plus one. So we're going to compete. We're going to bring someone with us who's going to compete. Not with us. They're going to have their own stand-up position. So
yeah, we're just going to be like support for them, right?
Yeah, we're their coach. Yes. It's a bit like The Voice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is like on the night that they all rock up that we have here at the radio station, they all have to compete for their spots and then we each get to choose one to take with us.
Yes.
We need to get chairs that turn around.
Yeah, because we're so skilled in singing.
Yeah. All right. This is Tokyoki. So it's kind of like how we play Disneyoki, all right? You want a song that you sing on the radio, you call up, tell us what your song is, we play a little bit of it, and then we tap the mic, and it's over to you. Let's bring in our first, who may, after this, be heading to the finals right here at the station. Yep. Chad in Dianella, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your song, mate?
Backstreet Boys, Want It That Way. Tell me why.
Okay. You have to close your eyes to sing this song.
Yeah, absolutely you do. All right.
I need participation here.
No.
I like where he's going with it. He's getting voice interaction. That is.
But he doesn't get to have that on the night in Tokyo.
Ready?
Yeah, you go. Ready? Take it, Chad.
You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way.
Take it, Chad.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Now number five.
You did not just do that. You know what he's done?
Good on you there, Chad. Well done, mate. Give him an applause.
Oh, no, that was good.
Yeah. I love it.
He's referenced, what's that show? You know what? We'll think about it. We'll come back. I know exactly what he's referenced.
Okay,
there,
anyway. Let's go to Amy. Amy, what song would you like to sing this morning?
I was just debating in the car what the name of it was. I think it's All I Want to Do by Sheryl Crow. All I want to do is have
some fun. All right. Over to you, Amy. Take it away.
Okay. All I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I want to do is have some fun. Until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Love not that bad. Song.
At not the bad. End of every karaoke contest, you get an applause.
Yay. Okay, sorry. Yes.
Okay.
I've competed at Northridge a few nights.
Matt in Hawthorne. G'day, mate.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good. What's the song you're singing?
All Star by Smash Mouth. Hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on. Go
play. Go for it, Matt.
It's a cool place, and the sea gets colder. Bundled up now, wait till you get older. The media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate, it's getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so we might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I never get bored. And it's the chorus. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rockstar. Go on, get paid. All that glitter's gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Yeah, Maddie.
Well done, Matt.
Wow.
You didn't clap again.
Oh, so, yeah, no, well done, Matt.
He's
well
bloody pushing buttons.
I'm
leave
pushing
him alone.
Buttons. So, okay, by the way, Chad, he referenced Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Straight over my head, doesn't count.
Great TV show. It's
no,
one of my favourites.
No, but he had a nice tone,
he
Chad.
Did. He likes it.
Yeah, yep.
Mind you, Amy... Sheryl Crow.
Amy sounded the best to me.
Matt?
Oh, I love him. I reckon it made me a pretty good singer myself. I can see some talent in him.
It's a bit rocky too. Like, I don't mind someone
like
who's
it.
A bit rocky.
I can see some talent. There's energy.
Oh,
he didn't come up for oxygen at
I
any stage.
I actually feel though we might be all divided here.
Yeah, we might be all divided all right. here. All right. So we'll do the count. 3, 2, 1. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Oh, I'm a little bit nervous.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Matthew! Matt!
Was that
Chad?
I said Matt.
Who'd you say? We're taking
Maddie's Matt? In the draw.
Hey, Maddie!
Yeah! Oh.
You're a rock star. Get your game on.
Go play. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. You're in the draw. You'll be competing in about 6 or 7 weeks. So start to fine tune it. You might be coming to Tokyo with us, mate.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Good on you. Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Nine's road trip to the Premiership.
Twenty-four minutes away from nine. Sunday, we're off in the Let's Go Motorhomes Jayco Conquest Motorhome. This morning, we've taken calls on what we should call the motorhome. You're going to see a poll online at Heidi Xavier Pete coming up at the end of the week. So make sure you keep an eye across our socials on Friday.
Now, 13:10:60. Where have you broken down?
Oh, it's like
yeah, we're leaving on Sunday. We'll be driving for about 5 days. Now, yesterday we were treated to a bit of a run through of our Jayco motorhome that we'll be taking through the Nullarbor.
Yeah, that's
went
right.
Through the manual.
Yeah, we went through the manual. Actually, we went through the whole thing. Zaves, you took us through it, crib style.
Firstly, this is where the magic happens, the main bedroom.
Yo, 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 welcome to the main bathroom.
That's probably from my side piece last night.
Poopy.
Half your luck.
That video also online right now on our socials at Heidi Xavier Pete.
Now, when I'm getting taken through any kind of instructions, yeah. I get really distracted.
Oh, mate.
And I don't listen. But something, you know, just made me prick up my ears a little bit yesterday. And was when Leah, who was taking us through the Jayco motorhome, told us, you know, if you break down, you'll be stuck for days.
Yes.
Or around the
and
middle
I
of nowhere.
And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I should have been listening. What was she just trying to show us?
Do you know what I instantly thought?
What?
I wonder if HR will have such an issue that Jules can't stay in the motorhome if we are stuck. Broke down in the middle of nowhere. Well, I mean, that'd be unfortunate, but we've got to do what HR say.
Excuse me, if we do get stuck out on the Nullarbor and we do have to go overnight, you two will be out of the motorhome and I will be in there.
No, mate, because
I'll cook
it gets
some eggs or something.
It gets very cold overnight in the middle of nowhere, so we all need to be in there. And if that's the case, there's a tiny little compartment underneath Xavier's bed.
Yeah,
you're the only one that can fit in there.
Oh. I was going to say, you will both sleep under there?
No, we'll
be sleep on top.
We'll be spooning on Xavier's bed.
but it would happen, I reckon, and so many times people, I don't know, go on journeys and whatnot and don't even consider that the car could potentially break down, conk out. You're stuck in the middle of nowhere. You've got no phone reception. But also there's the places you break down in the city that causes a bit of a stir.
Oh,
you
know, I saw someone, broken down on like on the highway, the Kwinana Highway yesterday.
Well, that happens every day.
But I was like, it was just where they were stuck was just a really awkward spot. And I thought,
Have you seen what happens if you break down in the tunnel?
What?
So because there's nowhere, it obviously causes disaster because there's no emergency lane. What happens is the van is like a bumper car, literally. So
It pushes.
It has, like, has padding at the front and just runs up your backside and pushes you out.
Really?
Yeah.
So where have you broken down? Okay, we need to take your calls on this 131060 because on Sunday we jump in the motorhome and we are heading across the Nullarbor to the grand final. If something happens out there, kind of need to know what to do as well. Where have you broken down? 131060. You can also hit us on the text line 0488 55929. And a quick shout out to Let's Go Motorhomes. They're Australia's premier camper van and RV rental company. Book your luxury motorhome hire today at letsgomotorhomes.com.au. By the way, you can get yourself listening right now into your own motorhome for a bit of fun. We'll come back after this, take your calls and tell you how that can happen.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Where have you broken down? Mainly for some advice.
Yeah, absolutely. You just never know what's going to happen out there across the Nullarbor.
It's like asking a pilot, have you ever had a crash? It's not really something you want to touch on before you go on a road trip. Maybe after.
You're right, mate. You missed the first day.
Sorry. Like, you know, just some of those, maybe a tip. We may learn something from our callers.
Ignorance is bliss in my life. No one ever breaks down anywhere.
Let's catch up with Ashley in Spearwood. Where'd you break down, mate?
Hi. The RAC Arena in the city.
How did you break
right
down there?
The front. Oh, it wasn't my choice.
Clearly, yeah. So what happened?
Oh, the guy just stopped working just right at the light, so I had to leave it there and get my partner to come back.
Oh!
That might actually be the worst place to break down in the city. There is so much traffic that goes up and down past that arena on Wellington Street.
Did you just put the hazards on?
Yeah, and I had to get out the car because there was just so much traffic, peak hour as well.
I get so embarrassed in those moments.
What was that?
I went and sat far away from the car.
Walk away from it. Okay. I would have done exactly the same thing. Ashley, grabbed my stuff and just walked away.
You poor thing. Morgan in Thornley, where'd you break down?
We broke down on the Nullarbor.
Oh, okay.
Hang up on it.
No. What happened?
So my cousin and I were driving from Melbourne back to Perth, and from the last roadhouse between that roadhouse and Eucala, we broke down and we had no reception, and it's the only stretch of the Nullarbor where there's nothing.
Ooh.
No roadhouses, no server, like nothing at all.
Eucala,
And there's like a check-in point and we were longer than what it should take. So we were filed as missing people with Eucala Police, Perth Police and Adelaide Police. We had left earlier than we were meant to, and I forgot to tell my mum. This was about 3 years ago. I was, I think, 18 or 19. I didn't tell my mum. The police rang my mum and let her know that we were missing on the Nullarbor.
Oh,
my gosh. No, they're not leaving until tomorrow. And the police were like, well, can you help us out and let us know what car she's in? And my mum was like, I don't know. Just had no information. Anyway, we broke down about 2 p.m., We got found by the police about 11 p.m. and we were taken to a roadhouse. And then we hitchhiked back to Perth from Nicola and we ended up hitchhiking with a man who had a drug problem and was schizophrenic. And
Morgan, oh my gosh!
This is
insane.
This is everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Far out.
Yeah, so if you break down, do not leave your car because apparently there's just two tow trucks that just circle the Nullarbor and we didn't know that. And they assume if you're not with your car, you've hitchhiked, so they'll just take your car.
Oh, right. Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
Is it?
I'm going to kick the boys out of the motorhome.
Gee whiz, Morgs.
By the way, guys, we've got a seven-day hire of this Jayco Conquest motorhome that we are going with that we're going to be giving away next week, all right? So if you're listening to our show next week while we're doing our trip across the Nullarbor, you'll have your chance to be able to do the same thing. Probably not ideal to tell you that right now, considering the phone call that we just took, but we can tell you they are as reliable as reliable.
Unbelievable.
We went and checked it out yesterday. Oh, let's go motorhomes.
Look, it was more than if we got a flat tire. Do you blokes know how to change one?
Yes. Yeah. Lefty, loosey, righty, tighty.
Oh. Heidi, Sagan, P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Right now, as we like to do every day to wrap the show and send Perth off into a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's our favourite part of the show.
It's time for Xavier's text to his wife, Em.
Emily, you are my motorhome. You provide shelter for Ted and I, help me achieve my dreams and goals, provide me with security and warmth at night, always reliable, and have a big engine full of love.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Do you know what she wrote back?
What?
I need $1,500 for the bridesmaids.
Heidi Sagan P. Heidi Sagan P. 92.9.